This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said on Sunday it would continue to allow Gazans to evacuate south, and hundreds of thousands had already moved as its troops readied for a ground assault on the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip in retaliation for unprecedented attacks. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened Israel's expanded emergency cabinet for the first time on Sunday. Israel has vowed to annihilate the militant group Hamas after its fighters rampaged through Israeli towns, shooting men, women and children, and seizing hostages. Some 1,300 were killed in the onslaught in the worst attack on civilians in the country's history. Israel responded with the most intense bombardment into Gaza it has ever seen. Gaza authorities said more than 2,300 people had been killed, a quarter of them children. 1 million people had reportedly left their homes.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Egypt's president criticized Israel's military operation in Gaza, stern pushback Sunday to the United States. Criticism comes as America's top diplomat extended his frantic travels across the Mideast trying to prevent the war with Hamas from igniting into a broader regional conflict. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Sunday the Senate would push through a military aid package to help Israel in its war against the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas.
I, along with my colleagues here, will lead the effort in the United States Senate to provide Israel with the support required to fully defend itself from this monstrous attack. Again, to the Israeli people, America has your back.
This is VOA.